It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello. Here we are again. I know that last caller got a good thrashing. He needed it, actually. I'm not sure it did him any good, though. It's like talking to a wall, some people. But never mind. I had an opportunity to tear some things apart, which also is wrong with other people. When you listen to this program, when I talk to an individual, whether they recognize it or get value from what I say to them or not, there is someone who hears it by way of that person being a sounding board. And so that's what I do. By hook or by crook, I want to get to that part of you that's in denial, something that very few psychiatrists understand how to unlock, and I do. And if it won't unlock, then nobody will be able to do it. So I know how to be strong enough and not mean. See, there's a certain meanness. My mother used to say, and she didn't have many wise things, but she said sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. I know what she meant. You can't be cruel, but kind, goodness and love hurts. It's very painful for someone to look you in the eye and tell you, you know, that what's wrong with you. A friend can turn to you and say, look, I know what you're doing. You're running around with another woman, and I'm afraid I don't appreciate that. And if you don't tell your wife, I will. And the shock of that could be devastating. That's what should be said and what should be done. And where that was a friend a minute ago, suddenly the ground falls away. There is face to face the stark reality of the fault. That's what I do. And it's either that or no one will tell you. Or you won't. You tell the bartender, well, what good is that? And you tell your psychiatrist, but he doesn't care, doesn't know, and just give you a pill and drives away in his Mercedes. I know, this America that I'm living in right now is Sodom and Gomorrah. And not all of you, because there are good people out there. And the good people have faults too, but they don't resent me for saying this. They actually may have the same problem as the person I castigated a little while ago, and yet appreciate it, feel the pain, resent me for a minute, and said, why am I resenting this man? He told the truth. So there will be some reaction in the best of you. I understand that, but the best of you is what I'm looking for, you see. That man, there wasn't the best of him there at all. But he may wake up tomorrow morning, and it may occur. I'm not the judge of it. I'm only the person that has to spread the good news. I pass it to you. This is what's wrong. And in such a way, something should rise in you with a relief of hearing it. So when I said to that man, you literally didn't know, but you helped kill your wife with love. And she had hate towards you. And that's why she died from cancer. I knew she did, because I know the kind of man it is. And it goes by the book. And I should write a book on that. I don't know. I've written lots of books. Doesn't seem to do. Nobody from academia steps forward. I'm writing a book right now on physics. I spent 8 years solving the problem of what gravity is and how you get electricity from it. So I can do, you know, let's do two good services. One gets you free electricity from gravity, if you know what it is. Faraday knew there was a relationship with, you know, electricity and gravity, but he didn't know what it was. He's sharp guy, being a, you know, bookbinder and working his way into a university from there. and beautiful man. Most of your great scientists are Christians or have religious qualities about them. Esoterical worth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking my calls now. And stay with me. 866-8883, that's an 800 number. Call my office if you want to get better from something. There's no charge for a CD. And a postage would be helpful. A little donation would be helpful because there's cost involved. But the website is completely free and no obligation. Thank you. FHU.com is the website.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, before I take my first caller who's waited 7 minutes to talk with me, he heard the last caller, and very briefly, there was a sort of person who was dead from the neck up, but he called me with depression, and I said, just tell me a little bit. He said, well, my wife died, and I had money, and I spent it all, and I got more depressed. So I gave him the riot act. I said he'd built his life around his wife, and he put her on a pedestal, and she died from having contempt for his weakness for her. Now, that was cancer, wasn't it? I got it all right. And I said, how do you feel about it? He didn't feel anything. I said, shame on you, because I just told you the truth. And now I got a caller on the line. That just gives you a little background for what may be a discussion that follows. Go ahead, Bill. Fire away.
You call it castigation. I would call it humiliation. I would feel that as an individual. Roy, I'm not going sideways on you here, but...
I'm listening.
I'd respectfully request that you share with me or explain to me, help
I
me
did.
Understand.
But I don't know. I can't. You know why? Because I expected that man to understand and break. And if you didn't understand it, you wouldn't understand it, because it's not your problem. And B, and why are you interested? Because I know my job, and I know when to castigate, but not castrate, but I know how to castigate, to take someone behind the woodshed and tell them in no soft terms how the cow ate the cabbage. Sometimes it has to happen that way. That person, it was like a brick wall you had to break through, and that's how it's done. And so that doesn't do it, there was a need for that. And I alone should have to be the judge of that, not you.
So there is a correlation, what you're saying, then, between hatred, built-up hatred, and
Absolutely.
Somebody dying of cancer.
Absolutely, and the doctors know it. All the doctors know it. There are different forms of cancer that are not that way, but then that is a minutia. The most causes of cancer is anger and hatred, and judgment squashed down deep inside like a boiling cauldron is not what you eat, what's eat you. And I have on the back of my book, the first book I wrote, which is How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, I put the last six chapters, when I reprinted it, I added those chapters explaining what the parasite of cancer is. It's a spiritual parasite. It's what the soldier brings home from the war called the enemy. And it's not just conditioning. And it's not conditioning that bonds the addict to the pusher. It's not merely conditioning. It is a spiritual bond that's forged by sin. And the sin is escaping from your conscience into the drug, into the opiate, and into what puts your conscience to sleep and makes you feel better about being rotten. It frees you to live a life, a licentious way. So it's worse than the sin. Whatever sin it is, it's worse to run from it. Even the excuse is worse than the sin. If your son steals money and you catch him at it and he says, Johnny made me do it, the resentment, the anger toward that son, the punishment must be more. If there's going to be punishment. I'm saying Adam is a classic example. The first person to make the first excuse, which is the evidence that you are defending the thing that's moved through you. It's a thing that moves through you and makes a home in you, and it lives through you, and it will eat you away from the inside. And it feeds on anger. It's the food. Anger is where you hate your brother. Hate someone secretly. Mostly it's secret rage. The person themselves don't even understand. I can tell you who died from anger. Tony Snow. But you would never know it, would you?
Absolutely not.
Yes, but he didn't know it either. He tried his very best to be the nicest human being on earth, and he succeeded. He succeeded better than anyone, but he couldn't get away from what was eating him away. He tried not to be somebody hated, and I don't know his life, but he's trying so hard not to be what was going wrong with him. What he'd picked up as a kid somewhere along, it could have been ambition, some kind of insecurity, and the frustration of getting it. He may have even hated the people that loved him, but never showed it, because the people that love you are encouraging you to play the role of little Tommy Tucker singing for your supper.
Wow.
See?
Well, I hope I did. Thank you for answering my question.
I know you meant well. I know you meant well.
Have a happy holiday, okay, my friend?
Thank you very much, too. I'm glad you called. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are dying from cancer, one in two of you will, please pay me a visit before you leave this earth. I don't mean to be rude, but your mother or your father, if you love them, you need to approach them this way and stop being a reason for them to hate you. That would help. Hate is a difficult thing to give up. You know what? Because if you give up hate, if you give up resentment, because you may not think that's hate, but it is, if you give up anger or judgment, there's the word for you. That's the word. Judgment is the spiritual parasite that feeds on your emotional state. The lesser state you fall to when you fall to judgment. See, there's discernment. That's the noble side of you. The noble side sees and perceives and sees, you see, and then there's another light. There are two lights, one from the sun, one that comes out of you towards and throws a light on what is revealed by light. Animals don't have that. It's called perception. You perceive, and you're not deceived. If you don't have the inner light, you don't have it because you're puffed up in anger and judgment. And anger is, there are two ways to play God, and that is to judge. And God is king and judge, so to seek praise, that's one way to play God and set somebody up to serve you for that. And then they will exploit you usually, and then you hate them for it. When you hate them for it, you feel guilty, so you set them up a little higher and do try to, please them more, hoping they will love you, and they betray you. And if they love you, they encourage you to play the role. There's the Tony Snow thing. Now, I said that when he passed away, I said, he's going to die. And I wish I could get to him, and nobody would let me go through to Fox News. I have a few connections there, but nobody would dare to bring that up. I would have told him, he would have understood. I'm sure he would. I'm one of the few people on earth that understands this. And if I can disabuse you of your anger now, all your other problems. See, cancer is not a disease. It's autoimmune. How does the body fight itself? That's interesting. The body at war with itself. Body consumes itself. But it's the self that we're talking about is another self. It's consuming you. It's taking over your whole being. It becomes the Well, remember, evil has no body. The evil that gets inside a person from anger, that's what gets inside you when you're angry. And when you're angry, you have to stay angry because you feel like you're growing. And if you give up your anger, you cannot give. Some people will never give up their anger because they feel like they're going to die. But it isn't them that's dying. It's sin that makes a home in them that dies. But they mistake it for themselves. That's why they cling to their judgments. It's like life. They have to have something to judge. That's what makes people killers. And then contempt for the sniveling people who yield too easily to the sword. All right, we'll take our calls. Hello, let me see. Henrietta.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, how you doing, Henrietta?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, it's been a question I've had most of my life, and I assumed that it didn't have any kind of psychological...
compulsion to keep everything... To clean. Keep everything clean, yeah.
And
well, you know, that's easy, that's
I've
easy.
I've had it many years, but to cut a long story short, a long, long time ago, because many years I've had liver stones and liver problems that no one diagnosed, and I found out 4 years ago, so I'm doing better. But the thing is, it seemed to, these compulsions also seem to have a connection with my state of health, because years ago, Let me
spare you a lot of hot air, because your compulsion to keep everything clean has nothing to do with your state of health. It has something to do with the unhealthy state of your mind, and that the unhealthy state of your body follows. Now, the reason why, I'll give you the reason, and there is no other reason. It's just this one. It's from the book. Everybody like you has got the same problem. See, and you feel dirty. You feel unclean. You don't understand this lack of uncleanliness, but it's because you have a secret life or an obvious life, a secret life of sin. And you've got little judgments and hatreds, and you guard them very carefully, but they manifest themselves in little diseases. But the compulsion to keep things clean has something to do with you feel unclean and very vulnerable and very sensitive to things that are dirty, and so that you wash your hands and you make sure everything is perfect because you want to make sure that the perfection, that the arrangement, that the life of perfection, of cleanliness, will reflect as a benefit to you. But because you do that, you're distracting yourself from the real reason. You are preoccupied with keeping things cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Now, there's a certain person who died from that problem. He was afraid of germs. And who was it who built the 8-engined wooden? Howard Hughes. He had a similar insecurity. He had lived a life of uncleanliness. And whoever lives a life of uncleanliness, which was him, eventually comes to grips with the little things of life. All of a sudden he feels unclean and threatened, and he's not so great and wonderful anymore, and he feels tremendously threatened by bugs, and all his energies get focused in trying to stay alive by keeping everything cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And every time you move towards that, you're running away from, you're using it as a distraction from the problem, and you pride yourself in being a very clean person. Wrong. You're not clean. Something's wrong with your head or your soul. That's it. There is no more to it than that. Anything else?
But what is it exactly that's wrong?
It's called, well, it's, I can tell you, it's called pride, and pride with its secret judgments of people. If you're a woman, you're an expert at judging and hiding it. And being a loving person on the outside, and maybe loving too much sometimes, and being too fair, and people taking advantage of you, being good to people, but not knowing what goodness is. And people seeing that for the weakness it is, take advantage of you, and you secretly hate them. But you never ever say it to people because you pride yourself in being good. But something is going wrong. The hatred is infecting you with illness. And you blame the illness You look at your illness and your different things that go wrong, and you're only too pleased to think that it's your body that's the problem and not your spirit. It's your spirit. You're becoming dispirited by everything you do. And I have to be straight and honest with you, because nobody will tell you the way I just did. And I will send you a CD so you can see it. Would you like me to send you a CD?
Oh, yes.
Are you interested?
Oh, of course.
I'm good. I'm glad.
Recently, in the last years, I've done everything I could to not judge, because I've been judged.
I know. See? But I will show you how. Now, since you know what the problem is, and I do, now we come to grips with it. Since you know what that is, it's poisoning you. And so I will show you how to be freed from that. Judgment is the lack of forgiveness. So that when you resent somebody, you turn the beautiful thing of discernment, where the magic of looking at the world but not hating what you see, and not returning hate for hate, or even good for good. Thieves and robbers do that. What profit is there in that? Jesus said. So you have to discover the secret inside you, and you're ready to find that. I'll show you where it is in 20 minutes. I'll send you a CD.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay? That'll be Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, thank you, and I hope that you have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. There's a nice lady. She took that pretty well. All right. Let's see. Henrietta. Henry ate what? The women have another. I haven't given another name to ladies. Certain ladies, Manita. No. Let's see. Because station break. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a. I don't know what. I forgot to look at my web page this evening. So there's not much I give say about. There's a sale going on. We have traditionally a Christmas sale to encourage people to buy, you know, more. And maybe you won't this Christmas. I'll give you an alternative way if you want to, but the books are 3 books for the price of 2, but then there's other stuff half off, if you will please. And the videos are half off. But call and find out, and go to the web, fhu.com, it's up there, it's on the main page, so I understand. And tomorrow, those of you who don't have computers, so you can't figure it out, call, say, what can I get that's half off, and they'll tell you. And that'd be nice, they like to talk to people, not just taking orders, they just like chatting with you a few minutes and helping you make the right choices. But the right choice is to get the free CD, Be Still and Know. And one thing you can do for Christmas, if you don't have a lot of money and you have a computer which can burn CDs, is to download the CD, Be Still and Know, and it comes out perfect, just like it comes from a studio. No loss. And then burn many of your own, and then put little labels on them. You don't have to. You know, if you have those skills, and you can buy those labels, and it won't cost you very much. And that's my life's work in that little package. It's reduced to, like Einstein's theory of relativity, just a little equation, like a half inch long, equals mc squared. Actually, I made it a lot easier. I'm working on something. But I've discovered what gravity is. He lost it. He lost the meaning of gravity. But I won't tell you why. Because he couldn't figure out why light behaved the way it did. It's very odd. Nobody understands it today. I do. I really do. But therefore he dismissed ether, which means that's where gravity is, and so it became an attribute of mass, a property of mass, which it isn't. So ever since then, gravity's a mystery. They know the math, but they can't find out what it is. Gravitons, shmavitons, they haven't got the foggiest idea how matter has created itself. And I'm writing this book. And I've already written a thesis, by the way, and presented to scientific bodies, but it twists their minds spin. So I thought I'd just write another 150 pages to make sure it's nice and clear. See? All right. And by the way, if you send $500, I'll send you the manuscript when I finished it, when I copyrighted it. I'll send you the manuscript. It was signed. It'll be about 150 to 200 pages. And then you might be able to correct some of those mistakes before it goes to in book form. And then I'll send you the book too. What say you? And help us out. And that money go to the foundation. It's my own pet project. But that money goes to the foundation. Fair enough? Now you will really, I won't be finished for another month or two. Maybe three. So you'll have to wait for that. If that's all right with you. Those of you who already have my manuscript, you know, on gravity, energy from gravity. And this one is called, it's two parts. Part one is the finding God in physics, but it's different. I've taken the best and made it more flawlessly scientific and philosophical. You can only one come to one conclusion. There has to be a God. Scientifically, logically, you cannot break. You cannot come else but come to that conclusion when you read it. Nobody can help. People will throw that book down in anger. That's what happened when I started to talk at the university there, the Lewis and Clark University. Some scientists walked out angry, as if, wow, I stung them with something. There's a God. But I didn't mention him. It was a conclusion I came to sitting there. See? There'd be a lot of people mad at me, but you won't. So let's see. What else? Oh, yes. So that's my commercial, and now we'll take our calls. 866-RADIO-ROY. Oh, excuse me. I didn't want to give that number. You can use that number if you want. It works. 877-3227 is the number. That's the easy one to remember. 877-3227. And that is an 800 number. The web is fhu.com. We're going to take our calls now. Henry in Florida, XM Radio. Hello, Henry. What can I do for you?
Hey, Roy, I just want to say real quick, too, that I get more listening to you in 5 minutes than, you know, growing up in church when I was a kid. It's just...
Thank you. Pathetic. Thank you.
It's pathetic and sad on one side, and then it's joyful on the other. At least I'm getting this type of, you know, quality spiritual food that I kind of long for.
I'm very happy to be of service. A lot of people say I present them the God that they talk about in church, but never deliver them to.
Right. Well, like you say, they can't deconstruct those principles that you articulate so easily.
But yeah, you can't.
I wanted to ask you about a passage where it says, you know, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Ah, yes, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love my wife like Christ loved the church. She's not terribly lovable. What are you laughing? I love her. I don't like her. But I love her.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
I could love her and like her, but she's still... Well, she's a lot better lately, I have to admit. I mean, she's too old to fight me anymore, I think. I don't give any ground, ever, you know? And so you're just wasting your time, and I'm still there for her. And she sees that, and she knows it, but I guess it was my lot to have a difficult lady. And I brought up a good family in spite of everything, and it works. So that's good experience. I chalk that up to experience. I always say... You know, I wait for her like God waits for me. Fair enough?
Wow.
That's, I mean, that is what love is, isn't it? You, till death do us part, and you don't kill each other to make that happen too soon, which happens too often. So wow. We don't want to let this depression we have going on, this depressed recession, affect us and take our anger out on each other. I'm hoping that everybody will listen to me and understand this is what the politics of it want. Hold the line then. Can you hold a little bit?
Yes, sir.
I didn't get to talk to you very much because you have a question, I know. And we'll have our discussion after the break. 800-877-3227 is my office number. Please call for find out about the sale, half price sale. Thank you.
Did you know that anger, resentment, and frustration are all forms of hate?
How do you overcome your problems with this power? Forgiving, patient endurance. This is absolutely flawless control. That's how you undo. If you learn to find that love in your heart, You can't hate and you don't need love. There's a temptation to hate, which is found in that little word called resentment. Resentment is hate. Don't ever think it otherwise. Let's put it in a scale. 1,000 resentments equals one big hate, and a big disease, and a big depression, and a big cancer.
If you're ready, Roy Masters can help you overcome every single difficult issue you face. Contact the Foundation of Human Understanding by visiting the website at fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Visit fhu.com.
Okay, now, I'm asking you for support. And I know that if I get enough people rallying around me, like a community organizer, hint, hint. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm organizing a community of soulful people. And that to help you break the bonds of those of the world, meaning drugs, alcohol. But, you know, you want to get better, but you somehow have lost the way and seems like nobody has any set of instructions that's worth a damn. So, and churches don't have it anymore. They just put on a nice performance, but not straight talk, not the kind of stuff that Jesus had. He said something to people. I think I'm close to it in saying what must be said quietly. You see, and there's something about, it isn't all sweetness and light. There's a part of that, of course. You see? But there's the main part of it is to recognize your sins. And if I was radiating like him, you'd see it, and you couldn't help but see it. There'd be a light. And I'd be like a mirror. But in my personal life, that's the way I act and as I move among people. But when on the radio, I have to give voice to it. You see? So I don't know how else to do it, but you have to, when I give voice to you and show you what the problem is, then you say, oh, that's what it is. That's all I have to do. Yeah. When you understand the negative, then I say, when I see you recognize the negative, then I give you the positive. I say, well, now if you did this, everything will be all right. And it happens to be, you know, dropping anger, but then I show you how that's done. So, look, listen to my program, get the CD free. Call the office and ask for whatever materials they have offering for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which are inexpensive, half price, and that sort of thing. And they'll tell you they have a list of stuff. You choose. Or you go to the website and do your shopping there. But support me, because I will spend the money on building as a community organizer to organize all the noble people and ennoble Americans, bring them back from their churches, from their synagogues, from their idol worships and from their idols, entertainment idols and politicians, so that their devotion is to God and not them. One nation under God, not anything else.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, now go ahead, Henry. I'm sorry, but we had a few interchanges before the break, but you never got to your point.
Oh, well, actually, that was one. I was deferred from asking you a political question when I first called, but I have one that's really more personal with me. You know, after okay. I started listening to you and you sort of enlightened me to the resentment, anger, and, mm-hmm. I did your meditations, downloaded, and that dissipated. And also, I have this sexual iniquity, masturbation from the age of 14 that also dissipated.
Yes.
Just being honest with you. But there's something that's kind of hanging on that I want you to kind of deconstruct for me.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
that language in college and, kind of speak to you. Right. It's like sort of compulsive spending and getting in debt, you know, and a tendency to spend, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well,
what you earn, that sort of thing.
I have an opposite problem. If I have a bar of soap and it's got kind of small, I stick it together with another bar of soap. But that's not because I'm stingy. It's because I'm frugal. I may wear a shirt for 2 days, you know, three sometimes, and change the undershirt to save the laundry, you know, for the lady who comes at the end. I didn't want to work too hard. I don't know. It's just not because it's because it's sensible not to to glorify in anything. I got two cars, but one was given to me by my son who had a debt, and it's very nice. It's 10 years old. The other one came along, and it was a good opportunity, and I could not afford it. But I'm very sensible with money, and my wife has never had any people coming to the door for money. And I think it's very healthy to not be so self-welfare, not be such a self-welfare personality where you have hunger for something and you don't know what it is. It's like drug addiction and alcoholism or anything. Everything can take the place of that, smoking, drinking, and music, even church. That something inside that cries out for fulfillment, and it's a longing, and it really is a longing for God, but misguided. So you only have, there's only two kinds of love, and one of them is the love of the world, the things in it. And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, seek and you shall find, you know, knock and the door will be open, but seek first, yearn for, the yearning must be an inward one, but when it's an outward one, it adds to your problem, because damned if you get it, more damned if you don't, because you feel the damnation of getting it. See, so that it increases the compulsion to fill yourself more. It's like drinking salt water. The more you drink, it doesn't satisfy the body. But it satisfies the thirst. But it makes the body condition worse and makes the body cry out because it's not getting water. It's going mad. And food is the same wave. People eat themselves to death because food is the nearest equivalent of fulfillment, but it's a fool that's getting filled that way. So the more we eat, the more we have to. And our whole life is the delight in the food and the forgetfulness of what's going wrong with us in our lives. Now, I can say this to you, but a lot of people don't want to hear that. They just think food is wonderful. And, I just love food. But you see, it's really, When you look at yourself in the mirror, you know that all kinds of horrible diseases come up upon you. You look ugly and old and haggard, and you get diabetes, and the doctors rise in flocks to deal with you. And they make a living off your dying. And everyone who reaches out to the world, the longing of the world, the love of the world makes you God's enemy. That's true. So it is easy to understand that when you look at your longing and looking at that new suit, what you don't really need, or a new car you really don't need. When you look at that and you feel the pull towards it, just watch the pull and goes, bong, goes away. And you break them. You cannot die with any link to earth. A mental, emotional link, because that's a servitude.
Can you repeat that first part of the statement? I switched the phone on my ear and I missed that word.
Okay, you cannot die, you cannot leave this earth with a link, attachment to something. Attachment, you mean you can like your car and you can love your wife, but you can't be attached to her in some kind of need, psychological need that displaces God. See, I love my children, but I'm not attached to them. But they love me because they don't feel me pulling. So therefore they love me freely. See? So whatever you love, you attach to, whatever you love, you attach yourself to it in an ungodly way. So you can only have, You have the choice of attaching yourself to get fulfillment from the world, which is never satisfying. Or you can look at that attachment and realizing this by the light of truth, it will give you the ability to break that bond. It goes just by watching it, just by knowing it. And just, you'll be aware and you see this one, you see that one, bing, bing, they disconnect. You have the energy to do it, but you never had before. Because then the realization that the attachment is the wrong kind of longing, and the only kind of love you can have is longing, and one becomes slavery, and one becomes salvation. Freedom. There's always to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Tremendously. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Now, you see, it doesn't take much to help a person be free. A little proper interpretation of this, a little hint, a tiny piece of advice here or there saves your life. It's the information, and this is information. This is information from within. It's not outformation. It's something that you and you listening to this, it bears witness to what you already know. Or it does make sense. You think this is hockey puck. I get it right. But point is, you think it's nonsense. And too bad for you. Just go listen to somebody else. No harm done. You're not obligated to listen to anything I say. I could just share it. And if it makes you happy, that's good. And if you get mad, that's too bad for you. See how I see things. But I like doing it. Somehow it's like you give love, and so there seems like there's more there to give. It doesn't. You do what's right in your heart and find your way of doing it. This is my way, and writing, you know, working with my science project, which is quite practical, and I think science is going to be in for a very big surprise one of these days, and very soon. 48 years of looking into something because I'm interested. But during that 48 years, I was distracted by, well, not distracted, because I was doing this, still doing it. But in the daytime, I'm doing the other thing. See, so I got two jobs, and they are two prongs into setting this society straight one day, hopefully, because the science will have a God trail that leads to the Creator, and it's pure science that leads immutably to a Creator. Look at this. I'll give you an example, just for the little fun of it. You're a scientist. You tell me, and I believe you, that mass spins, and it spins for 15 billion years. Yet at the same time, you tell me there's no such thing as perpetual motion. And then I'm your student. I'm saying, but professor, if it spins, what's spinning it? And you tell me there's no such thing as perpetual motion. Isn't that perpetual motion? Dead silence. They believe that mass spins, but they don't want to hear why it spins. Professor, shouldn't it have a spin force? And if it has a spin force, like a river has a force, flowing river, spinning mass from it, maybe it has spring source, eternal spring. It always flows, not just a big bang, it's a big whoosh that flows forever. Can you imagine a source that flows through you? And then with this theory, the universe is shaped in a special way by something that flows forever and keeps everything spinning. That gives a reason for spin. And I can prove all this scientifically. But you don't need what they call the preservation of spin charge and momentum. You don't have to preserve it. Like you have to preserve your battery. You can't use it, because if you use it, you have to somehow figure into your equation the preservation of spin. Oh, my God, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. I couldn't go to a school like that says that mass spins itself. It doesn't make any sense. Does it? It makes sense if you say spin must have a spin force, right? And if there's a spin force, there must be a spin source. They don't want to go there. It's too close to the truth of things. So that's what the book is all about. So it's called Gravity Driven Universe. If you would like to send $500 to the foundation for a gift, I'll send you the manuscript. It'll be bound, and it won't be a book. It'll be my manuscript with my signature on it. And that'll be precede the book form. I'll send you the book too. Those of you who have my thesis, there's about 250 of you, might be interested in the rest of it. But it won't be for 2 or 3 months because I'm pruning every single word in it. And book one is Finding God in Physics, but it's not the same ones you're reading. That's the spiritual part. Then comes the hard science. Book two. The part two is the gravity-driven universe. That is the hard stuff. But the good part of it is the explanation. So when you get to the hard stuff, it all makes sense. All right. If you want to get a copy of Finding God in Physics as it is now, it's written 15 years ago, and it's just simply a lot of principles are in there, scattered, intermingled with philosophical points. Beautiful. And you'll like it. But this is segregated, the science, the spiritual behind the physical. And the physical jives perfectly with the spiritual, you see. Then the hard physics. And then the possibility you could figure out how to make energy from gravity. But I've left a few things out, so you don't get there before I do. All right, we'll be right back. Show number is, 5486 and 5487. Do you want a copy of this program? You can get all of them the whole month on one CD if you call the office. 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. We'll be right back. That's the number to call my office. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a half-off sale going on. I don't have the information in front of me, but you could go to the website, fhu.com, and see what that is. I know one of them is three books, any three, not three of the same, unless you want three of the same. But there's 17 books up there, 15, because two are out of print. And enjoy them for yourself or others. But the nice thing to do, a lot of things are half price, downloads and things like that. Please call or go to the website. Some of it's up there already. And involve yourself with my staff because they're very gracious, very helpful. And I do hope you have a nice, Thanksgiving. But be thankful for those who died for you, because if they didn't die for you, so you could be safe. You wouldn't have a chance to be a wasted person. Excuse me putting it that way. But you also have a chance in being a wasted person to be free so that no one's going to make you a good person. See, because that will be just as bad as, setting you up to fail and living a life of failure. So in a free country, you have a period of time where you can not live a good life, but then appreciate those who went before you, who gave their lives for you. And of course, then we look at the kids in college and they're against the war and they just want what they want. They don't recognize how they got to be free like this and not be like others, enslaved in many parts of the world. It's a very sad thing, but be thankful for your forefathers and try to find their values so that you can regain the greatness of this country again. And I'd like to be part of helping you to do that. 800-877-3227. Call my office, thank you, and send a donation. Tax deductible.
listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Who's next? Okay, Gregory, are you there? I'm sorry, my screen got frozen, and that's why Roy, I was confused. Go ahead.
Yes, Roy, I am here. I got your tape downloaded the other day, and it is amazing. It's really helping me through a struggle I'm having at this particular time. I am in the investment business. I'm a real estate broker. I've lost about $250,000, Roy. I invested into my properties doing the real estate high-rise, and I lost a lot of money. And my wife is in Boston, Massachusetts, and sent me an email tonight telling me that she wants to file separation and divorce me because I invested all my money into property. Now I can't get the money out of the property because the market is upside down. And I've had this money, this property, long before I married her. When I married her, she didn't have a house to live in or nothing. Now I have several properties, but I can't take money out. I'm kind of
Well, that's a business. That's a business thing. But it's funny how the wife you love, the woman you love, and the man you love become mortal enemies. It's almost like it's where something horrible happens between men and women. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't. And we need to have whole programs on this subject. But the trouble is, when I bring up this subject, nobody wants to call, or nobody wants to talk about it. They want the old kind of love, which is using and being outused, you know? So it's amazing how hateful we can become, so poisonous. The ones we love become that we never want ever speak to each other ever again. We just run away from passing them in the street. So, however, I would not panic, my friend, because there's, you know, you don't want to panic. You don't want to resent this. If you stay calm, cool, and collected, it will take care of itself. See, you're in a panic right now, and then she'll ride in on that panic. And you may not just lose money, but in your state, you could be losing your life. Because panic does a lot of things when your whole world falls apart, when the bottom falls out, when all the things you've worked for and depended upon for a sense of worth and happiness, all of a sudden that disappears. That's when manliness, the strength of character, shines. I recommend a very good poem that everybody should read. It's called If by Rudyard Kipling. I don't have it in front of me. I'd read it. You read that poem. It's prose, actually. It's beautiful. Go to the website and get a copy of If by Rudyard Kipling. One of the most beautiful pieces of literature. It's just precise. Now, I don't see what I can say to you, my friend. Ask this gently. Is he still there? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Roy.
Okay. Yeah. Go to the web and download the CD. Be Still and Know. You have a computer. I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do.
Well, you download that and you call me tomorrow after having listened to it and practiced it for a couple of times. I think you'll feel a lot better about it. You have to learn to, you know, to change the things you can and endure calmly and patiently the things you cannot. And there's nothing more unnerving to an adversary than your ability to do that.
That sounds real good, Roy. And one other thing I want to ask for you. It's like I feel so afraid of losing my wife.
Oh, no, 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 no. Listen carefully. That is what's driving her away. Oh, we need to have a good talk tomorrow. Oh, my, you better call me tomorrow. Because because that's she hates you for your need. How can you need someone who hates you? How could you need them?
I understand.
Isn't it strange? You see, the hate creates a greater need for the hate object. It's a strange thing. That's why people can't break free from drugs. They may actually hate the drugs, hate drinking, but they vomit in the beer while they're drinking it. There's something about hate that bonds you tighter to the hate object, and the hate object hates you even more, has more contempt for you. Oh, we gotta, tomorrow you'll call me first thing, right?
Yes, I will, Roy. I'll call you at 9.
That's good. Thank you, my friend, because I wish I had the time to chat with you, but I don't, because we're changing guard right now. All right. And when I raise my voice, I'm not angry. I just want to penetrate.
By the way, you have 5 callers holding.
5? Well, I don't need 5 calls because I'm going to go take an early night.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I see. I know. Tomorrow night, have the 5 callers tomorrow calling. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please, appreciate all the calls. My screen is frozen. Couldn't see where I was going. Flying blind. But please support the program with your tax-deductible donation. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, FHU.com, and 877-3227 is the office number. Business hours.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you're hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there's a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking help itself. If you or fellow soldiers suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there's no need to struggle alone or without help. Patriotoutreach.org is a valuable tool. It provides completely private, simple, non-intrusive support. Confidential, effective, powerful. Check it out. It's private. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
Roy Masters teaches an observation exercise that helps you control the endless loop of thoughts.
Several psychiatrists and psychologists, well, not several, hundreds, have on file who use these techniques today with astounding results. Instead of taking 10 years to make a person well, a person with a multiple personality disorder can become well in a month. And people with other disorders, a few days. Dr. George Hayter is one of them, who has been doing my techniques with astounding results.
For many people, it takes a long time to get better. But if you're ready, Roy Masters can help you overcome every single difficult issue you face. For more information, contact the Foundation of Human Understanding by visiting the website at www.fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227, regular business hours, West Coast time, or visit fhu.com. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Visit FHU.com.